North Carolina lawmakers are banking on the benefits of digital learning. 4 years ago, they passed legislation that state funding for textbooks be replaced by funds for digital materials. But educators and student advocates say that transition could leave behind many kids who can't access high-speed internet at home. Lisa Phillip reports.
Driving into Warrenton, North Carolina is like stepping back in time. The town of 800 or 900 is filled with centuries-old housing, churches, and storefronts. Step into its elementary school, and you'll rejoin the present, or even catch a glimpse into the future. In a back hallway in a fifth-grade classroom, each student huddles over a Chromebook. They're using the devices to answer questions about a story with occasional help from their teacher.
But in this case, the baby elephant is taken to the orphanage because what happened?
Because she was dying.
What happened to her mother?
The mother was killed.
By?
The police.
Yes.
A lot of people assume that when you take technology into the classroom, the teacher is out.
Fifth grade teacher Cheris Shattuck says this isn't the case.
A lot of the apps that I use or the programs that I use allow me to go and see their work live, and I can shoot them feedback, or as I'm walking around the room, I can help them.
But what about when Shattuck's students go home? Ernest Connor Jr. is director of technology for Warren County Schools.
As we move more towards a digital age and, you know, the story with the digital textbooks and, you know, the digital resources, when students are at home, some have access and some do not. So all of our students are not on the same playing field.
40% of Warren County households lack high-speed internet access. That's according to the FCC. Ray Spain has served as superintendent of Warren County Schools for 14 years.
When students have access, there's a certain amount of curiosity. There's a certain amount of freedom to explore new and different things, and they need that.
Manakin Harris is a manicurist in Warrenton. The mother of two says she used to have broadband.
The problem was that the bill got high, you know, and it was a financial thing, you know, for me to keep it up.
Harris says the service costs $54 a month. Per capita income in Warren County is less than $20,000 a year.
It would make it a lot easier to have it at home. Because me, with my kids, I love to help them with their projects, especially when it comes to research. I love doing that.
Harris says she knows many Warren County residents who wouldn't be able to sign up for broadband even if they could afford it. It's not profitable to lay broadband cable in rural areas without many potential customers. Superintendent Spain says this is where government needs to step in.
Just as we have now that parents and families have a right to running water in many cases, have a right to telephone service, and have a right to electrical service. They ought to have a right to internet service. It's a basic utility, and it's a basic, it should be a basic right because so much depends on it.
Warren County is currently surveying its residents to see who does and doesn't have broadband access. In the meantime, Manakin Harris is working on reconnecting her home for the sake of her older and younger daughters.
By her going to high school, she's gonna need it. And, you know, I have a four-year-old. So by her starting kindergarten, I know she's gonna need it because, you know, they start kindergartners out into computer, in the computer world. So I know she's probably gonna need it too.
Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.